has the governor given his blessing to this, or do we know yet?
Yes, the governor, we agreed to this bill. The governor agreed to the provisions, to the money, and there was negotiations on the money, and I met with Commissioner Pogamiller, and we worked out the language in there and any of the policy, and so they've agreed to, this is a bill that has been agreed to and should be signed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you are expecting, by all indications, you would expect that the governor would sign the bill?
I expect the governor is going to sign this bill, and it's a great bill, too. I would be very surprised if he didn't sign this bill.
Some of the objections from Democrats have been relative to tuition increases. I wanted to give you a chance to talk about it. They're warning right over there as an example on the House floor. This means tuition increases. I'll give you a chance to respond.
You know, we worked within the budget we had, and $210 million is not a little bit of money. That's a lot of money that we have put in. I mentioned on the Senate floor that the only people that can raise tuition is the Board of Regents at the university. We did put in a tuition freeze it was 1% in the first year and a freeze in the second year for two-year colleges, and for the universities it's just a freeze in the second year. So Penn State is different.
Penn State's
a little different, but for the U of M, Board of Regents is the only one. And I think that just to say that they're going to increase, they're going to increase tuition is a little unfair, because I think that they are deliberative enough that they're going to take a look at their budgets and then make the decision as to what's going to happen. And just because we give them less money than they requested, because that's what it is, they are getting an increase. They are getting $50 million more than they had last year. So they're getting an increase, but they're going to have to take a look at that and then seriously decide if they're going to be the ones that want to raise tuition, not us.
Let me pull you back also to Minn State.
Yep.
Okay, tell us how it works in terms of freezes and so on for the two-year and the four-year institution, just so we have the absolute
yep.
correctly.
And the two-year schools, so the smaller community college-type campuses, those two-year schools, in the first year, their tuition will be frozen at 1%, and then in the second year, it will be frozen. So they will see 1% in the next, probably most
1%
likely.
In the first year, no increase in the second
year. No increase in the second year. At the four-year institutions, there's no restrictions in the first year, so they're going to have to make those hard decisions if they want to increase tuition. In the second year, it will be frozen, so no increase in the second year.
Okay. Jennifer, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Okay.